Hello, this is Jethro Keen from the Liberation News Service, interviewing Matt Valentine and Erica Elder, known as MV and EE. And today we're speaking in southern Vermont, where they live on their maximum arousal farm. We'll be discussing their new record and some of the paths they've taken to get there. So what's the deal with this new work and the Golden Road changing from the Bummer Road?
Well, that's my kin you're talking about. I could hear them functioning, flying as they should, you know, either totally or in some particular area of life. Getting close to it, that's what we got on this record. You know, the words and the music slow it down. Slow movement, that sort of jam.
And what is the root of your sound, or some of the things that inspired you on this record?
The search, humankind loves, I feel it. And you know, up where we are, there's no coastline, the left of the coast. The only New England state with no shore on the Atlantic. It's kind of saying something. The state fossil is the beluga, the white whale. I'm kind of vying for the unofficial state song to be Moonlight on Vermont. You know, and it can do for me, and it can do for you. Don't give me no affliction.
How is Getting Gone different than Green Blues?
You'd rather remember than forgive.
Tell the viewers a bit about the Ringside Seat Nosebleed Tone Tour that you just finished.
Easily one of the best tours we ever did. The ego was on welfare. Sonically and collectively, we got our lipstick out and played all unreleased galactic stops. You know, that was the purpose of the trip. Do everything that's new and see how it would fit. Go back in and finish the record. You know, it's a real treat for those who bet on the pacifist.
But I mean, musically, what are some of the musical inspirations come out in this album?
It's all music to me. Tenderfoot Edwards, Third Person Rural, Sugar on Snow. That's the road.
The way you track MV's vocal stylings is very interesting. You have a southern approach somewhere between blues, say like Lottie Kimbrough, and sort of a jazz expression like June Tyson has, but more in Sun Ra's voicing or Fahey's voicing when he sings something like Some Summer Day. Could you elaborate on that?
Someone once told me I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, and I set out to prove myself in the world. But since then, I've got the blues, and that's pretty much it.
Well, do you think the blues, per se, that you're carrying, the weight that it is to carry this tune for so long, is contributing to the futuristic sound that you and MV have been putting out over 30 plus records now?
Look, man, I'm telling you, there is a universal music, there's a universal sound that everybody needs to hear, and we haven't been hearing it lately. Have you heard it? Where is it? I don't think I've heard it. I'm playing my part. Honeybees dance to each other to tell each other where the flowers are. It's universal music. Everybody's got it. Nature knows it. We've lost it.
Well, that's an interesting theory, and also a nihilistic one. But do you think that you can bring back the ancient music by playing fuzz pedals every night in the Western world?
I sure hope so. I just want, when the revolution comes, for everybody to be on the same side. I'm thinking about the